Why listen to the past when you can listen to the future? Welcome to the Think Future podcast, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Silicon Valley, California. We focus on innovation, startups, and the future, not necessarily those and not necessarily in that order. Here's your host.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Think Future podcast. I'm your host, Chris Kalaboukas, and once again, we're coming at you live from deep in the heart of Silicon Valley, California. Show number 215, and today we're going to talk a little bit about Elon Musk. That's right, folks. Elon Musk, one of everyone's many people's favorite topics. The dude behind Tesla, the dude behind the Boring Company, the dude behind SpaceX, the dude behind PayPal. This dude is behind many things. And not only that, he's a really cool, interesting kind of guy. But what do you think what is it about Elon that makes him so interesting and cool? What is it about him that is so amazing that people want to be like him? I mean, is it just because he's a billionaire? Is that what it is? Or everything he does seems so cool? I mean, he's a bit of a geek, right? I mean, what is it about Elon that is so special? I mean, what does he do that's different from everybody else? Well, what's interesting I've noticed is that one of the tenets of all companies that he started is that he's tried to solve a problem for himself. So he has a problem. He personally has a problem. And he uses that personal problem, that problem he has something with, and he uses that to come up with a solution for the problem. And I think there's a lot of startups that are just like that. I think that's where many of these startups begin. They begin with the founder has a problem. The founder wants to pay his buddy. The founder wants a good-looking electric car. The founder is wondering why we don't have people in space. The founder hates traffic and wants to get to work faster. The founder of the startup has a problem, and he wants to come up with a way to solve the problem because he figures that I can't be the only one who has this problem. Right? So the founder goes about trying to solve the problem. And the difference between a typical startup founder and Elon Musk is that a typical startup founder will come up with solutions of today. Right? They'll come up with a present day solution for whatever the problem is. Right? So I need a good housekeeper to come in and clean my house. I need a cleaning lady to come into my house. I need a cleaning service to come in to clean my house. But I don't know which cleaning service I want to pick, so I need to find a good cleaning service. What's the best way for me to find a good cleaning service? Well, founders of HomeJoy had the same problem. I need a good cleaning service. Where am I going to find a good cleaning service? I know. Let's create a marketplace so we can, like Yelp, look at cleaning services, and the best cleaning services will get good reviews, and the worst cleaning services will get terrible reviews, and then we can pick a cleaning service that's really good and engage with them and bring them in, and that's great, and Bob's your uncle. I don't even know where that phrase came from. So HomeJoy goes ahead and does that, and what happens is that they fail, right? They fail. It's like it didn't work out, whether it was there wasn't enough people who had the same problem as the founder, or the marketplace didn't work right, or whatever. I'm not even sure what the reasons were, but they failed. But that's an example. That's a good example of a founder having a problem and then trying to build a solution to solve the problem. But it's also a good example of a solution that is a solution of today. It's a solution which takes whatever's already out there and munges it up in a new way to solve the problem. It's kind of like Airbnb and Uber and Lyft and a lot of those marketplace companies. They're using the same concept. You've got supply and you've got demand and you're connecting them together. Right? So people are saying, well, let's just do the same thing for everything. Here's my problem. Maybe I can create a marketplace for it. Here's my problem. Maybe I can create a marketplace for it. And that's the difference between your typical startup founder and Elon Musk, because Elon Musk doesn't look at the solution of today. They look at a solution of tomorrow. They look at a solution which cannot be built today, that you can't just do based on what is already out there. You have to invent things to get to the solution that he's come up with. So instead of using what's already out there, which is what a typical startup founder will do, he uses things that are not out there at all and challenges people to make that leap, to figure out the middle spot, the middle place between this and the vision, right? It's kind of like what happened with Hyperloop. So Hyperloop was something that he came up with, but just threw it out there. He said, I'm not going to build this. Somebody else can build it. But the concept was there. He said it's a super high-speed train between LA and San Francisco. Super speed. And this is the concept. Drew it all out, described it, and just threw it out there for somebody to build. And people are looking at it and go, wow, this is impossible. And they're absolutely right. It is not possible at this time. However, it is not outside of the realm of possibility. It is not physically impossible. It is not breaking the laws of physics. It is possible. It's just not possible right now. And that is the difference between a disruptive visionary founder and just your regular run-of-the-mill founder. The disruptive visionary founder sets a vision which is impossible today. But it creates that challenge, and that vision becomes the challenge to be reached with the intervening steps invented by other people. So, for example, when he came up with the Boring Company all was founded on his hatred of traffic. He hated to have to commute from his home to his office. So he said, this is terrible. I got to come up with something new. And who would come up with, what would we all come up with? We'd probably come up with something like a drone, right? A helicopter. We'd come up with a flying drone or human drone. You'd get into it. It'll pick you up. You'll fly to your destination. You'll come back down. Nobody would have thought to go underground. Nobody would have thought to build a tunnel, especially in LA with, you know, earthquakes and everything. Who would build a tunnel? But he figured, why not? Why not a tunnel? A tunnel's even better than flying, because if you think about it, if you're flying, you've got to worry about FAA, you've got to worry about this rule, you got to worry about that rule, you got to worry about hitting other things in the air. There's so many things you have to worry about when you're up in the air. But underground, you build a tunnel. It's a single straight shot. Nothing's going to affect you there except for maybe earthquakes. Who knows? And we can make it work really well. But we don't know how to build these things cheaply or cheap enough. So we have to invent new ways of digging. We have to invent new ways of taking your automobile and descending it down to the tunnel, shooting it through the tunnel, and ascending it back up at the other end. We need to come up with new ways of doing that because those don't exist yet. And that's the difference between a visionary innovator, a visionary founder, and a non-visionary founder. The visionary founder sets a goal which is unattainable today. They know that it is attainable, just not with the current technology that we have today, but it is a stretch of our current technology. And that's the difference. So if you want to be like that, you need to look at inventing that space. So you need to come up with a solution. So first of all, you have to have a problem. So you have a problem, and most startup founders have a problem. They have this itch that they want to scratch. They have this problem that they want to solve. But their solution for the problem is probably really mundane, because it uses technologies that are out today. So if you want to stretch yourself, if you want to become that Elon Musk type of disruptive visionary founder, then you need to propose the solution, which isn't possible today, but is possible if we stretch our current technology. And if you do that, then you will be in that same vein. Now, some people might say, well, you know what? That's him. That's Elon Musk. I cannot be like him. He is too far out there. He's already made a name for himself. He's got billions of dollars behind him. I can't do that. Of course you can do that. You can absolutely do that. And not only that, if you did do that, then people would look at you completely differently because they would see the vision. They would see that you saw the end goal and that the end goal was something that we had to strive to reach. It's not just an assemblage of stuff that exists today. We need to do some real inventing. We need to figure out what's in that black box between today and tomorrow so that we can build this amazing thing that you came up with. And that's what makes you a visionary, disruptive, innovative founder. That's it for me for today. See you next time. And until then, don't forget to think future.